Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? How about we shout for joy, for we're saved. Not only we're grateful for that, we shall shout for joy as well, because we're saved and our sins have forgiven. It's a glorious beginning indeed. We became the children of God, the Lord's love. We have united with God closely. We have the deepest affection, love, and the closest relationship. Moreover, we are the co-heirs with the Lord. Not only I insult the Lord with foul language, I commit many filthy crimes, but how precious! The Lord didn't give up on me. He gave me a chance that I got to know Him when I was in high school. When I recalled on that day, I burst into tears. I was so touched. It's so precious. He was nailed on a cross. He was wounded for me. He wore the crown of thorns and died on a cross in the end. Yet, it was for the atonement of my sins. The love of God has waited for me all along. I prayed and repented. I was so happy when I believed the Lord on that day. I was singing on my way home. I wrote on my diary. It was an unforgettable day in my life. The joy when I received through the salvation and the changes in my life. Brothers and sisters, do you remember when you believed the Lord on that day? Were you very grateful to Him? Were you so touched like me? But no matter what, you will not regret the decision of believing in the Lord and put your trust in Him, for He really changed our life. How precious! We know what is love once we believe Him. What is the love of God? It is our greatest blessing indeed. It's so good that we can enjoy His undying and unchanging love. Shall we sing a hymn together? You came to seek and save me.
Seeking for months and years. Yet this love sits beside me. You came to save sinners from heaven to earth. This love is not simple. I marvel by your boundless grace, full of loving kindness, gives me chance to live. You bled and hanged on the cross and on earth. This love cannot be obtained on earth. Yet this self-denying love of Christ, commit yourself completely and no turning back. Who can find this great faithful love unto death? The breadth and length and height and depth of this love have saved me.
The first sentence of this hymn mentioned, seeking for months and years. Surely it is not talking about me, for I'm not the one who's seeking for love or the meaning of life. I believe it is talking about the Lord. He is tracing and seeking for me. He wants to gain me. I give thanks to the Lord that His heart of wanting me initiates since ages ago. It cannot be measured by months and years. This love has been with me, and He was waiting for me. I'm very grateful that the Lord became a man. He came to gain me. This grace and love are not simple at all. The Lord who loved me has to pay the highest price. He nailed on the cross. He shed His precious blood and was insulted. He was hanged between the heaven and earth to be forsaken by God. His love to us is really beyond my comprehension. I give thanks to the Lord I have gained His love. He changed my life. How precious! I have the closest relationship with Him. I can love Him in return. I hope I will not forget the costly grace of the cross in my life. I hope my life can respond to him with my love. Brothers and sisters, how did the Lord save you? Were you also very touched on that day when you believed the Lord? No matter what, you will not regret for your conversion. It's so precious. At the moment we believed him, we know what is love, what is the love of God. We can even experience this great, undying, and faithful love. Shall we sing this hymn again? He came to seek and save me.
Seeking for months and years. Yet this love sits beside me. You came to save sinners from heaven to earth. This love is not simple. I marvel by your boundless grace. Full of loving kindness, gives me chance to live. You bled and hanged on the cross and on earth. This love cannot be obtained on earth. Yet this self-denying love of Christ, commit yourself completely and no turning back. Who can find this great faithful love unto death? The breadth and length and height and depth of this love have saved me.
Let us come before the Lord to give thanks and worship him. Lord, thank you. We loved because you have first loved us, and you have started to love us since ages ago. Oh Lord, not that we came to seek you, not that we came to ask favor on you. It is you who take the initiative to descend as a man. Thank you. You came and knelt on the cross for us. Thank you for giving us the chance to draw near you. O Lord, your love and affection to us is not simply to take away our sins. You want us to experience your love, to be compatible to you, to be your darling love. You even dwell in our hearts. You are so happy and the most satisfied to be the closest and the nearest with us. O Lord, may you open our spiritual eyes so that we can see what the breadth and length and height and depth is this love. Help us to see your heart to us in order we can love you the most and to respond to you deeply every day. Lord, may you bless us. Brothers and sisters, you can stop the recording first. Let's have some personal time to worship the Lord. After you finish, you can continue with the Bible reading. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we will read in the book of Genesis, chapter 38, verse 24 to 27. Let us read these verses first. About 3 months later, Judah was told, Tamar, your daughter-in-law has been immoral. Moreover, she is pregnant by immorality. And Judah said, bring her out and let her be burned. As she was being brought out, she sent word to her father-in-law, by the man to whom this belongs, I'm pregnant. And she said, please identify whose these are, the signet and the cord and the staff. Then Judah identified them and said, she is more righteous than I, since I did not give her to my son Shelah, and he did not know her again. When the time of her labor came, there were twins in her womb. Starting from Genesis chapter 37, it mainly written the life of Joseph, the other 11 sons except whom related with Joseph. The only exception was Judah. I believe there must be a reason behind, and one of the reasons was the king must came from Judah. Judah had 3 sons, and 2 of them were quite bad. I believe the 3rd one was better than his brothers. There was nothing written about his 3rd son, Shelah. Instead, through his daughter-in-law, Tamar, bought him twins. And if you read in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Jesus Christ, you can see Judah was written as his ancestor. But one of Judah's twin sons resulted from his offense. Peres, whom was the ancestor of Jesus. When I read these verses, it was the scandal of Judah. But I thought God was paving his way that the Lord Jesus became a man to save us from sin. I felt so gracious. Just like in the book of Genesis, chapter 38 has connected with the Lord Jesus in the New Testament. As you can see, when we read the Old Testament, we can see the heart and the plan of God. In fact, the Old Testament is very much related with us. Let us come back to the verses we read today. Here it mentioned Tamar, who was a foreign woman. She married to a Hebrew, the eldest son of Judah. But her husband was so rebellious. In the book of Genesis, chapter 38, verse 7 said, the eldest son of Judah, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord put him to death. According to the tradition, the second son should marry his brother's wife, Tamar. But the second son, Omlan, who was not good as well, he didn't want to raise up offspring for his brother. Hence, he did something really bad. God put him to death as well. Judah feared that the 3rd son would also die. I believe Shelah was quite young at that time. Hence, he parted with his daughter-in-law. He asked Tamar went and remained widow in her father's house till Shelah growing up. As time passed, Judah didn't keep his promise. But Tamar was so good that she waited patiently all these years. I believe she didn't want to be a widow. But the most important, she really want her and her offspring to have the birthright and its blessing, to gain the promise of God, to bear the offsprings of Judah's firstborn. This is why Judah said Tamar was more righteous than he. She didn't give up the hope until she realized Shelah was growing up. But he didn't take her as wife. Then she dressed up as a prostitute. Judah slept with her, and she bought twins for him. This part of the history was definitely a shameful matter, but it has written in the Bible. It was even written in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Jesus. The name of Tamar wasn't deleted in order to cover up the disgraceful history. Normally speaking, we would like to have the most splendid stories in your genealogy and hide the shameful bits. But you see in the Bible, it has her name recorded. This raises some to think the crime Judah commit. That's to tell us that man commit sin, but it didn't affect the plan of God's redemption. God still sent his beloved son, the Lord Jesus, to come. For he will save his people from their sins. We can see God is so merciful that his salvation to pour upon the sinners. How precious! The Lord Jesus came. Besides Mary, there are 4 women in the genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel according to Matthew. They are Tamar, Rahab, who was a prostitute, Tamar, who dressed up as a prostitute and slept with her father-in-law, and Ruth, who was a foreigner. She was a Moabite woman and the wife of Uriah, Bathsheba. David took her as wife by the trickery of his hands. You see, these women had their dishonorable stories behind them. I can say these are the hidden dirt, but it has recorded in the Bible. Firstly, as I mentioned, God didn't change his plan due to the sin of man. The Lord Jesus came as a man. He didn't conceal the faults of others and praise the good points. He became our Savior and to save us from sin. On the other hand, I also felt God is the God of all the earth, not only the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. He is not only the God of the Israelites, but the God of the Gentiles. He is the God of different races. I give thanks to the Lord that there are blood relation of the Gentiles in his genealogy. Truly, the Lord Jesus wants to be the Savior of all the earth. The plan and the heart of God towards the people in this world are so glorious, and it has accomplished gloriously. Through the salvation of the Lord, all the believers of Christ in the world are the member in this household. Disregard what race, what color you are, what state you are. You can be united in one, to be in one born of love, to be in one household. We can satisfy God most. We are the household of God, and how wonderful is this? Shall we give thanks together? Lord, how precious. It is your will to become the Savior of every one of us, whether we are the Israelites or the Gentiles. You love us most. Disregard what race or color we are. You taste death for everyone. You face the cross for everyone. O Lord, I praise that you have won the victory. You have accomplished the salvation gloriously. You want every believer to become the household of God. Abba, thank you. No matter how weak we are, what a failure we have done. You didn't change your love to us. You sent the Lord to come and make him to be the salvation for every one of us. You really want us to be as glorious as the Lord. Abba, may you mold us so that we have the faith, hope, and love like the Lord, to live the life of faith, hope, and love on earth. Abba, may you bless us. Brothers and sisters, I hope you have time to read the Bible, to have a chat with the Lord and Abba. May the Lord bless you.